Hello everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
Hi, I'm Laura.
Today we're starting out by sitting down on these chairs at this table. But you know what? They're not actually that comfortable.
That's true. But we're supposed to be teaching a lesson. Mm. We can't teach if we're relaxing in comfortable chairs.
Perhaps not, but it would be nice to give it a try. Now, the furniture we have here is made from metal, plastic, and glass. Mm. But you can also make furniture out of wood.
I like that kind of furniture. It looks so much nicer than this metal or plastic stuff.
I have to agree with you on that. Well, today's article is all about modern wooden furniture.
Oh.
But it's also wooden furniture with a difference.
What makes it so different?
The furniture isn't made. It's grown.
What? Sounds interesting. Let's find out more about it. But first, we need to get this uncomfortable furniture out of the way.
Yeah.
And that's your job, Pat.
All right.
Growing trees into furniture.
Wood furniture is made from trees. Yet, when a piece of furniture is made, a lot of wood is wasted. That's why one man has decided to grow trees directly into furniture. Gavin Munro uses a careful process of shaping, grafting, and pruning. Because of this process, Munro is able to grow trees directly into the shapes he wants. The whole process takes quite a while. In fact, Munro's first set of furniture should be ready by the end of 2016. The trees were planted 10 years ago. Currently, Munro is growing trees into chairs, lamps, and frames.
Furniture, furniture. We're selling the house along with all the furniture. We're selling the house along with all the furniture. Decide, 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 decided, decided. If you decide to come with us, we'll pick you up at 6:30 a.m. If you decide to come with us, we'll pick you up at 6:30 a.m. Plant, plant. Grandma planted this apple tree 10 years ago. Grandma planted this apple tree 10 years ago. Currently, currently. Marie is currently on vacation, but she'll be back next week. Marie is currently on vacation, but she'll be back next week.
So today's article starts nice and simple.
Mm-hmm.
It says wood furniture is made from trees. Who knew? We use the word furniture a lot in our introduction, so let's look at it in more detail.
Mm.
Furniture, spelled F-U-R-N-I-T-U-R-E, furniture, means large objects such as chairs, tables, beds, and cupboards.
That's right. 一开始我们文章非常的简单哦，做开场白就是，这个木质的家具是由树木制成的。其中我们看到的家具的英文来认识一下，就是 furniture, furniture。不过注意哦，这个字是不可数名词，所以后面不可以加 s。那如果你要说一件很大的某一个家具，我们可以用这个a large piece of furniture 来表示哦，所以后面没有加。 加 s 哦，或是呢直接用某一个家具的名词，比方像是刚刚 Pat 老师提到 a chair or a table， 或者是 a bed， 一张床啦，或是 cupboard 有点像是柜子哦，这样子的意思。而我们看到 made from 就是由什么什么制造的意思，那通常呢 made from 就是可以表示制造过程可能有涉及一些化学变化呢，或者会产生这个本质上的改变哦，就可以用 made from。 比方像是面包来讲好了，它可能要需要这个面粉，但是它需要经过发酵，对不对？所以呢我们就可以说 bread is made from flour。 Okay, so what's next?
Okay, well next we have an example sentence、mm-hmm. for furniture. We're selling the house along with all the furniture、mm.We're selling the house along with all the furniture.
我们要把房子连同家具一起卖掉哦。这里的 all the furniture 有没有注意？后面也没有加 s 哦。
So let's think of some furniture. You've got chairs,、mm-hmm. tables, bookcases,
beds, desks, cupboards.
Yes, there are many kinds. But let's get back to the、mm-hmm. article, which says, yet, when a piece of furniture is made,A lot of wood is wasted.
So true. 然而呢，每制成一件家具，有许多的木材都被浪费掉啦。
The article continues. That's why one man has decided to grow trees directly into furniture. In that sentence, we used the verb decide. D-E-C-I-D-E. Decide. Which means to think carefully about the different possibilities that are available and choose one of them.
好，接着我们来看一下课文就提到，这就是为什么有个人啊决定将树木直接种成家具耶。其中我们看到 decide 这个字哦，就是指决定的意思，这是个动词哦。注意它的动词三态的变化，就是 decided 直接后面接 decided， 像是我们常常可能难以抉择哦，就像说我要选 A 还是 B， 你就可以说 I can't decide between the two。另外呢，如果要表示决定哦，选择这个名词，我们则要用 decision， D-E-C-I-S-I-O-N。
Let's use decide in a、mm-hmm. sentence. If you decide to come with us, we'll pick you up at 6:30 a.m. If you decide to come with us, we'll pick you up at 6:30 a.m.
如果你决定要跟我们一起去，那我们呢早上六点半就会去接你哦。
So, how can you grow trees into a chair or a table? The article explains, Gavin Munro uses a careful process of shaping, grafting, and pruning. Okay, interesting. The word process, you can also say it process, both are fine, means the way in which something is done. Okay, it's spelled P-R-O-C-E-S-S, process or process. And we usually talk about it as a series of steps, like first do this, then do this, next do this, and so on.
OK, 那这个人是谁呢？他叫做 Gavin Munro， 他用仔细的程序呢来塑形，然后还有嫁接和修剪树木。哇，听起来都好 technical， 好这个特殊的名称哦。好啦，我们首先看一下 process， OK， 这是指程序哦。它通常会包含一系列的步骤 steps， 哦，有这个顺序或是流程等等。
Okay, let's look at some of these steps. He's mentioned shaping.
Right.
So making sure the trees grow the right、
nice.
way.、
Mm-hmm.
Another is grafting, G-R-A-F-T-I-N-G, grafting, which means attaching a new piece of wood from one tree to another tree in such a way that it starts to grow like it was part of the original tree.、
Mm.
Like sticking a branch from an apple tree onto a pear tree so、
okay.
that it grows both, and that can be done.
Wow, really?、Mm. Okay, 好，刚刚我们看到 shaping 其实还蛮简单，因为长得跟 shape 形状很像，其实就是指塑形的意思。而 grafting 大家可能就比较不懂了，其实它就是指这个树木这样接起来，所以就是指嫁接的意思。
The other step in Munro's process is、mm-hmm. pruning, P-R-U-N-I-N-G, pruning, which is to cut parts off a tree or another plant in order to encourage growth or to make it grow properly.、
Mm, that makes sense. Okay, so pruning 是指什么呢？就是修剪树木，这样子可以让这个树枝呢，或者是树可以好好的这个生长啦。
So what does all of this mean?、
Mm.
The article says... Because of this process, Monroe is able to grow trees directly into the shapes he wants.
How smart!、Mm-hmm. 因为这样子的一个程序哦，这个 Monroe 就能够将这个树呢直接这个种成他想要的形状啦。
Yeah, he's kind of just turning it, grow、
That's、
up、
so、
into、
cool.
a chair shape or a table shape.
Wow!
So next, the article says the whole process takes quite a while.、Mm. This means it takes quite a long time, which, if you think about it, isn't surprising.
当然啦，这个整个过程大家可能会觉得说、哦、变成一个椅子，当然要花费不少时间啦。Take quite a while. Now, how long does it take?
Well, the article says, in fact, Monroe's first set of furniture should be ready by the end of 2016.、
Mm.
Okay, so it's not like you can just go, hey man, I want a new chair, grow me one, and、
right.
it's like, alright, I'll have that to you by Friday.、Uh-huh. Doesn't work like that, okay?、We use the phrase, in fact, to tell someone the real facts about something.、
Mm-hmm.
We could also say, actually.
That's true. Okay, 那事实上呢，这个 Monroe 的第一套的家具将会在2016年的年底完成哦。这里大家有没有注意到，他用 in fact 什么什么来强调一个事件或是事实哦？那这也其实可以用 actually 来代换，也是同样有事实上的意思。The end of 2016 is almost a year away. When did he start?
Well, the article tells us that too, saying the trees were planted 10 years ago.
What?
That's right. So here we're using the word plant, P-L-A-N-T, plant, as a verb、
right.
rather than as a noun. So to plant something means to put plants or seeds in the ground to grow.
OK, 原来这些树是多久以前种下？是十年前也等得太久了吧 ？OK， 我们来看一下 plant 这个词，当作名词就是植物的意思，不过在本课是当作动词来用，有种植的意思，像是我们可以怎么样 plant the seeds？ OK，、
mm-hmm.
就像是种子需要这个种嘛。
Here's another example. Grandma planted this apple tree 10 years ago. Grandma planted this apple tree 10 years ago.
Wow, 这个奶奶呢，十年前种下了这株苹果树。So what kind of furniture is Gavin Monroe making?
Well, the first part of today's article finishes by explaining this、
okay.
for us. It says...Currently, meaning right now,
right.
currently, Monroe is growing trees into chairs, lamps, and frames. Okay,、
mm.
we know what a chair is, of course, while、
mm-hmm.
a lamp, L-A-M-P,、mm-hmm. lamp, is something that will hold a light.
Okay, 所以现在呢，这个 Monroe 正将把树种成什么呢？我们刚刚有提到 chair, okay, 就是椅子，很简单。那 lamp 是什么呢？其实就是台灯。还有相框哦 and a frame?
Yeah, frame, F-R-A-M-E. Frame is like the wooden bones, the skeleton of something you can put other things on.、
Mm.
So it's like the hard parts of a bed. It could also mean a picture frame, which could hold a photo.
哦、oh, ，我知道，其实 frame 有这个框架的意思，但是它也可以指相框 ，OK， 叫 picture frame， OK。Now we also use the word currently in that last sentence.
We did. Currently is spelled C-U-R-R-E-N-T-L-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, it's an adverb that means at the present time.
Okay, currently 就是指现在的意思，是个副词。
Here's a sentence: Marie is currently on vacation, but she'll be back next week.Marie is currently on vacation, but she'll be back next week.
Marie 现在在休假，不过她下个礼拜就会回来喽。Okay, that's the end of the first part of the conversation, so now it's time to end the lesson.
So did you have a favorite piece of furniture when you were growing up, Laura?
Of course I have. Okay, it's a beanbag、
mm-hmm.
sofa.
Right,
oh, 就是蓝骨头的沙发、
right.
I love those beanbags.
Okay, okay, I had a
so,
beanbag, yeah.
Yeah, I can never get up after sitting on one. 我一躺下去呢就起不来了。
You're stuck in it.
Too comfy, 因为太舒服啦。
Okay,、mm. I had something made of wood, which was a cabin bed.
Oh, okay.
A cabin bed is a bed that's up in the air, and it has a desk under it.
Okay,、oh.
so it was like I would have to climb this ladder to get into my bed every night. But it meant there was more space in my room because I could have the desk under the bed, a bookshelf under the bed. It was all very easy. So I could have more room in my actual bedroom to put up a table and to play with some of the games I played
with
and so on. Okay, that's all the time we have for today. But join us tomorrow for the second part of our article about Gavin Munro, the man who grows his own furniture. Okay, bye for now.
Bye.
I want to make some headway with my studies this year.
I want to make some headway with my studies this year.
Hello everyone, I'm Winnie. 这周小聚会在介绍新年新希望会使用的常用句子。Do you make New Year's resolution?What's your New Year's resolution for 2016? 你平常新年的时候会许下新年新希望吗？大部分的人好像还是会觉得，新年新气象嘛，会想要改变一下。有人会想要减肥 lose weight， 有人会想要生活更健康 lead a healthier life， 有人可能想要读更多书 read more books， 或者学业上更进步。哎，这个听起来好像可以学一下哦。Let's take a look at today's sentence. I want to make some headway with my studies this year. Headway.H-E-A-D-W-A-Y 我们把它拆开来 Head and way 主要就是说往头的方向前进意思就是前进进步啦是个名词有所进步我们用 Make some headway Means to be better Make some headway with something 在哪方面进步今天小聚会主要是在说读书方面进步就是 Make some headway with studies 你想要在for example 把妹强项 playing guitar 你想要进步也可以替换成 Make some headway with playing guitar 或者唱情歌的功力也可以 Make some headway with my singing 不过其实读好书也是很帅的啦 So 赶快再复习一次I want to make some headway with my studies this year. I hope everyone makes some headway with your studies this year. Bye-bye.
I want to make some headway with my studies this year.
I want to make some headway with my studies this year.
Tip Chat.Is it 7 o'clock yet?
这个和 Is it 7 o'clock already 有什么不同呢？
虽然 yet 和 already 都有着还怎么样或者已经怎么样的意思，但是它们主要的差别是在于用法上。yet 主要是用在否定句当中表示还没怎么样，以及疑问句当中表示已经做了什么事情了吗？而在口语中，通常 yet 是摆在句尾哦。来举个例子 I'm so hungry, I haven't had my lunch yet 我好饿哦我还没吃午餐 Or, have you seen the movie yet? 表示你已经看过那部电影了吗而 already 主要是放在肯定句当中表示已经做了什么因此呢通常是搭配完成式哦那它的位置可以放在 have 以及过去分词的中间或者是放在句尾都可以哦For example, I have already had my lunch, or I have had my lunch already, 都是表示我已经吃过午餐了。诶，那如果 already 放在疑问句当中，是有什么意思呢？它是表示惊讶，很讶异的说，你已经做完什么事情哦，也就是你本来预期这件事情还没有完成。比方像是如果大家都在吃蛋糕可是有人竟然把一整块蛋糕都给吃完了，这时候为了表示讶异惊讶，你就可以说Have you finished the whole cake already?
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
Yet 通常是用在还没有发生某件事情 already 是强调已经发生什么事情所以如果你问 Is it 7 o'clock already? 是表示哈都已经七点了这么晚的意思而 Is it 7 o'clock yet? 只是问对方说啊还没有到七点那现在七点了没这样的意思
Growing trees into furniture.
Wood furniture is made from trees. Yet, when a piece of furniture is made, a lot of wood is wasted. That's why one man has decided to grow trees directly into furniture. Gavin Munro uses a careful process of shaping, grafting, and pruning. Because of this process, Munro is able to grow trees directly into the shapes he wants. The whole process takes quite a while. In fact, Munro's first set of furniture should be ready by the end of 2016. The trees were planted 10 years ago. Currently, Munro is growing trees into chairs, lamps, and frames.
Furniture, furniture. We're selling the house along with all the furniture. We're selling the house along with all the furniture. Decide, 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 decided, decided. If you decide to come with us, we'll pick you up at 6:30 a.m. If you decide to come with us, we'll pick you up at 6:30 a.m. Plant, plant. Grandma planted this apple tree 10 years ago. Grandma planted this apple tree 10 years ago. Currently, currently. Marie is currently on vacation, but she'll be back next week. Marie is currently on vacation, but she'll be back next week.